part of the discussion group that follows this call for the next 20, 25, 30 minutes. We like to discuss what we've learned from our guests. And if you're part of that group, you just hang up and dial back in using the host code. And Anna, if you want to stay on, I hear you're still on. If you want to stay on, and maybe there's some other questions. I'm not the master of all questions, but maybe some of our other leaders that what we do on this call is we open it up and we like to try and process through. And I want to know what people gleaned from what you shared and how they're going to apply it. Because it's one thing to hear great things and say, oh, man, yeah, that was really, really good. But unless we get into an application mode, it doesn't do much good. I mean, we have to actually turn around and utilize things. I learned, every day I learn something, but it's whether or not we choose to apply it that it'll really make a difference. Yesterday I was after a fire call, up at the fire station, and one of my fellow firefighters said, you know, that he just learned this week that in dealing with certain people, that common sense isn't always so common. And we take it for granted that everybody's not going to be able to figure out things like we figured them out. And, you know, some people are just, well, as certain phrases go, a few fries short of a happy meal. Or the elevator doesn't go all the way up. There's certain people that, you know, we may not want to introduce to Nikin because they're just not going to get it. I'm looking for a few people that I don't necessarily need to call out names, but if you're on, go ahead and say that you're on. Anna, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. Well, and we don't want to take too much of your time, but we've never actually had the guest speaker stay on. They usually say, okay, I'm done, I'm off to other things, but, man, this is great. Let's see here. I'm looking for, I can't remember who was going to be on with us today. The other people had other things come up. I know that Ron and Candy Say will not be with us. They're at a bone forum or something, on healthy bones or something like that. I can't remember.
Hi, Ben and Anna. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Molly.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you also.
And that sounds like Steve.
It is.
Okay. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Denise.
And Janice.
Denise, I'm going to be on mute because I'm watching two babies, 1.5 months old and 2.5 months old, and it's a real trip. So I will put myself on mute.
It's so funny hearing a grandma like Denise using the phrase, it's a real trip. I just have to laugh. And I know that, let's see, Kathy's with us, and I'm not sure about Harold, Julie, and Marie.
Hey, Vance.
Yes.
Well, were there some announcements you forgot?
Oh, yeah, I did forget the announcements. Oh, well. I just didn't have any. I didn't forget them. So a little slip of the tongue, not a big deal. Well, hey, you guys, we have a unique opportunity. Anna is still with us on the line. And Anna, your last name was pronounced again.
Bjornle.
Bjornle.
Yeah, you can say Anna.
I'm not that formal, but I thought if I heard it a few more times, I might be able to get it, but it may take a few more times hearing it.
Well, it will take years, probably.
let's just do it this way. What did you glean from Anna, and even more importantly, is there something that she said that you'd have a question, and I'll be quiet now, and you guys can fire a few questions.
Anna, this is Joe. Good afternoon. I have a question about a comment that you made. You said, ask the right questions and they will discover Nikin. And I like to always be working on how to ask right questions. So do you mind sharing just a little bit more about how you might, the questions you would like to ask when you are trying to inspire somebody or to help them discover Nikin?
Well, first of all, I try to, it's
establish a relationship when I meet people. Maybe I won't introduce Nick in the first time I meet someone. Now I'm talking about brand new people that I really don't know. So I always try to establish some kind of relationship with this person, and I try to sort of, if you put it that way, interview them a little bit about their life and what they work with, if they have a family, and what their interests are, and things like that. So I get a picture, what are they interested in. And then maybe I can bring something up that's in the newspaper right now. Maybe it's about nutrition. In Sweden now, they discovered small pieces of glass in chickens, so they had to take it back from the shops. So that's a big issue here in Sweden right now. And maybe I bring something up that's on the news right now, so I can see what are they interested in, and if there's something they want to change in their life. And asking these questions and asking them again and again and again, you learn every time you learn a little bit more how to see this person you have in front of you, what they are like and what they are interested in, and you can direct the conversation in a way you also want, so you can introduce Nick in the next time maybe.
Yes.
So that's basically what I'm trying to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great question, Joe. And Anna, just so you know that Joe and her husband, Bill Geekoff, they are from Wichita, Kansas, so you can't get much more central, right in the middle of the United States.
Okay.
I have an idea where they're at. And then the rest of the group on the call are scattered all over the United States, from Seattle to Utah to Ohio, I mean, everywhere. So anybody else have a question?
Yes, so this is Molly. I have a similar question.
Really?
You say that people are skeptics, especially in Sweden, and there are people asking new questions, and they want to learn things on their own, and these are the good leaders. So what are the questions they ask and to learn on their own?
You mean the people I meet?
Yes.
Yes. Some people, I've noticed over the last year maybe the last two years, that people are, they read and they are getting more and more aware. And as I also take part of magazines and newspapers and things like that, where they discuss health, I can see that more and more people are getting more and more aware about that we are, I mean, about the food, for example, because I read everything that's in my food, the food I buy. I want to know, what am I eating? If there are a lot of things with starting with E, I don't want it in my body. So I try to refuse all these things. So, and people, they're curious about, what do we have? Can they get something good from the Nicken products that they can't find in the shop? So this is something new that didn't exist when I started in Nicken, because most people just went to the shop, bought food, and then they went home. So that's one example when I can see that things have changed. And they ask about exercise. And when I say we can get more exercise very easily in our daily lives, they are interested in that, and they ask questions about does it really work. And I always like to do this simple test that Vance did when he was in Sweden. He did it in an extra way, so I learned something from him. But we always make the insult test and see how people react to that. I try to introduce it in every presentation I have, so that because that is something happens when people see the test, when they get better balance and more strength and so on. I don't know if that's the answer to your question, but...
Yeah. What question that tell you that they are a good leader?
That they are good leaders?
Yeah.
If we sign up people up in Nicken, I know when they call me and they start to ask questions, they read the emails we send out. They read the emails from Vance, for example, from the emails I send out, and Tommy and so on. They want to learn more. They find presentations and Ridwan Nikin events and so on by themselves, and they call me and ask. I had one distributor in my downline call me and said, I'm in France the 16th of May, and that's where they're holding a big event for part of the European market. And he said, can I go there? Of course you can, I said. And you will have it translated into English. And that's a leader for me. That's they are asking questions, gathering information, going to the right places. They also contact other people than me. They contact the rest of the upline, Tommy, and so on. So that tells me that we have a leader in the team.
Anna, what you're saying, in a sense, is someone who takes initiative, someone
yes.
who's a self-starter, someone
yes.
who is not, you're not having to drag them to
no.
all the different, you know, different meetings or, you know, or saying, hey, look, you need to read this. They're going out, and I would say there were several that come to mind on your team, but the ones that jump out in my mind are Ava and Soren.
Yes, of course.
And as Tommy mentioned to me, he said these will be the next Royal Diamonds in Sweden. And I'm like, really? And so he said that before I even met them.
Mm.
And then once I got to spend time with them in their home, that was definitely true, because they're exactly what you're talking about. They're the ones that are seeking out, wanting to learn more, wanting to find out not only more about Nikin, but more about what this industry is all about. Why has it survived, you know, going into its sixth decade? What does it have to offer us? So, Molly, great question. Absolutely great.
Anna, this is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
And I don't really have a question. I just have a comment and a thank you.
Yes.
You mentioned on the earlier call that people at any age can start to feel healthier.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you so much for reminding me of that, because I go to a Bible study with some people that most of them are 20 to 30 years older than myself, these ladies. And some of them, you know, are starting to struggle with remembering things and stuff. And I have been working with them a little bit with water and exercise, you know, just sort of, you know, almost like a little trainer with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I have a friend that runs a nonprofit that works with people that have been unfortunate because of their choices, and they have contracted HIV, AIDS. And but in both cases, you know, you're reminding me that it's never too late for these people to start feeling a little bit better.
No, it's never too late, and I think it's fascinating to see my mother and her friends, because some of her friends are using the Nikin product, and they are even older than she is. They are like 83, 84, and the women, because it's mostly women she stays out with, they are feeling so much better than the rest of her friends, because they are complaining they have an ache and they can't see, and they have problems with their necks and their backs and everything. But my mother and three of her friends that is using the Nikin product, they are feeling much better, looking greater, have more energy, they walk fast, and, you know...
Yeah.
It's a big
but just thank you so much for reminding me of that.
Yes, you're welcome.
I can reach out more. I can reach out more to these people. So thank you.
I can also mention, I know I have a cross line in the western part of Sweden, and he has three women in Norway. They are 73, 77, and 82, and they're actually pursuing this Nikin business. They have great volumes every month.
It's never too late.
Is this the, I would say, the horse couple?
No, it's actually Janne Carlsson.
Okay, okay.
Yes. AC and that is his downline. You can see them if you look for it.
If I go down there and look for it, okay.
You can look for it.
Well, because I mean, I remember meeting several that were, you know, they were turning it on, as most people in their age would be kind of slowing things down. They were just ready to, you know, put it into fifth or sixth gear, and we keep seeing that. We keep finding people that. You know, in that category. So, great, great comment, Kathy. Thank you so much. And Anna, thank you for sharing that. I totally forgotten. I mean, you kind of slipped it in there about your mom, and of course you shared more with me weeks ago when I was there. But I'd forgotten about, you know, her friends who have been impacted because of the products as well. So
yeah, it works.
Yes, it does.
Hey, Vance, this is your dad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anna, we're in upstate New York, and I was this question. One of my question to you was that it sounds like you talked to a lot of people. Can you give me an idea, if your statistics, and about how many people come on board and do it as a, per se, business, percentage-wise, that you talk to? Like 5%?
Oh, that would be very difficult, but I would say not so many doing the business, but... Just a few percent. Maybe I'm not that successful in introducing the whole concept, but a few percent will actually go to the business. And then some will of course, share the products. And I also have customers. They won't even sign up to Nick, and they introduce me to new customers as well.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the same what I tell people. I tell people it's about a 2%.
Yeah.
Rate of people that turn around and want to do the business like you and I are doing it. So
yeah.
It's not any different, I don't think, in here as it is over there. So
I don't think so. Maybe it's even worse here, actually, because we are not an entrepreneurial country, unfortunately, but we're trying to change that because we really need that. And it shows now when we have this thing going on in the financial world, and people are getting laid off and so on, because now people are looking for opportunities and doing something else, of course.
Right.
You know, Anna, you just made the comment and said that we're not Swedish, we're not an entrepreneurial country, and I would beg to differ, because as we drove around, you showed me several things, and maybe not for the majority of maybe there's not a majority of people that are self-starters, because they've fallen into the same mode that happens in any country,
yeah.
That they look at the government as one to take care of us, but you have there's a lot of amazing companies that have come out of Sweden. That somebody had to be the entrepreneur. And percentage-wise, I mean, you've got 9 million people. Here in the States, there's, 300 billion or so. And percentage-wise, I would beg the difference that you probably have a higher percentage, but maybe the majority of the folks that that you come across wouldn't think about being an entrepreneur or starting something like Nikan. And it's still young, even though network marketing has been... in your country for quite a while now, it's still very, very young in the understanding of how this could work for everybody. Because people are still comfortable, or they're still thinking, well, no, I go to work for somebody else and then I get a paycheck. I don't have the opportunity to work for myself. It doesn't quite work that way.
Now, you had the opportunity to see a part of Sweden where Roy and Annette and the other people live, that is more entrepreneurial than the rest of Sweden, I would say, because Jönköping is not famous for its entrepreneurial spirit. On the contrary, it's always, when we get the statistics about newly started companies, Jönköping and the surrounding area, we are always on the wrong side of the list, so to speak. But it varies a lot, yes, of course, and some are very entrepreneurial, but we have a social security system here in Sweden that has not encouraged people to taking responsibility. So when it's better to be unemployed, getting your paycheck from more or less the government, and it's less pay to go to take a job they don't want. They prefer to stay unemployed, and I don't like that way of that way of thinking. But unfortunately, many people think that way,
mm-hmm.
and it's too sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's and what just out of curiosity, so the group
yeah.
understands
yeah.
the difference. You know, because we have unemployment here. That if you
yeah.
work for a company and you're laid off, or you have to, you know, whatever. But percentage-wise, you tax-wise, putting back, because we talk about the benefits of working from home, the
mm-hmm.
tax savings.
Yes.
And for Stacy and I, the figures that I quote, last year it was a little over 15%, and the year before that it was just under 14% of our total NECAN income that we paid in taxes, and with a state income tax, with a federal tax, and then a couple of the local ones. But that is a very low percentage, and the only thing that I can chalk that up to is because of the benefits of working from home,
yeah.
the tax benefits we do have. What is the percentage that if you had a regular job in Sweden that you would be putting in to the government that they would take? I mean, is there...
The average is around 32-33%, but when you get over, let's say, if I convert it into dollars, to $3,000 per month, you pay an additional 20% on the amount above that to $3,000. So you can have up to 50% in tax on part of your income. Not the whole income, but part of the income. But if you're employed, around 33% of your salary is for tax.
And up. So then, once you hit roughly about $30,000 a year income,
mm-hmm.
or mid 30s, you're saying that has the potential jumping to half of what you earn goes directly to the government.
Yeah. For the amount that's above this $3,000 per month, or 30. Per year, or whatever it is.
And how is that different from working from home during NECAN?
I won't say there's any advantages working from home, or it's basically nothing. And if you're self-employed, it's basically the same tax rules like the rest. Of course, we can deduct our expenses and so on, but that's also part of. The change that I think Sweden will go through in the next 10, 20 years, that we need to focus more on small home-based or small companies, small businesses starting. Otherwise, where would people get jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the new jobs going to come from? The government, no.
Mm-hmm.
The large companies like Volvo or Saab, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, people have to find their own business.
Right. I don't want to get you started on Saab.
No.
Because, you know, it is a great Swedish auto manufacturer. You guys feel the same way about your domestic automobiles as we do here in the States.
Yeah.
At least some of us do.
Yeah.
Okay. So it really is not that much different, and there's not the advantage of working from home other than being able to deduct your expenses, which are things that we would naturally spend money on anyways, but being able to write that off as a tax deduction is a big plus. That's huge. Well, I don't want to hog the time, but we're about out of time. And if there's another question that Steve's been pretty quiet, Janice hasn't mentioned anything, and anything else that's popped into your guys' mind? Okay, even gave Janice enough time to take it off mute if she wanted to. But you guys, I think the greatest thing that I've learned from Anna is, and this is something that I'm reminded of, is that we have a responsibility when taking our NECAN business seriously as a leader, and we're all leaders. Once we've made a decision to do this as a business, and you sponsor your first person, well, guess what? You're a leader. Because you have a follower at that point, is that we have to remember that it's really, really fun to find the good leaders. And if there's somebody that we don't necessarily think will be a good leader, well, don't, just let them fade off. And sometimes they may come back, but we're not required. There's 6 billion people on the planet. We're not, I was explaining this to Emily, our 7-year-old, yesterday. We're not required to be friends with all of them. That's never an issue. However, there are some great people out there that will cross our path, and we can't beg them. And if they don't start showing some of the signs of being a great leader and have that initiative and being a self-starter, let's not kill ourselves trying to you know, drag them into this thing, because if we drag them at the start, then we're going to be dragging them throughout the race and dragging them across the finish line, and there's no fun in that. But if we have fun, and I get to see this firsthand with Anna and her team, is they really, really, the fun element was at a new high for me, and I think that's something that I'd forgotten, is that we really can make this fun. Working with people that we enjoy working with. Mm-hmm. And so if there's one thing that I learned or was reminded of again from Mona this morning, it's that. And it's imperative to remember that. So anyhow. Well, Mona, thank you again.
Thank you very much, and have a nice day. And you're just about to start the day now.
Yeah, we're getting started, and it's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon for you, isn't it?
It is, it is. And the sun is shining, and Frederick and Ellen just arrived to pick me up, and we are going to his mother and father and have some dinner this evening.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, please tell them I said hello from the funny man that, or from the man that speaks strangely.
Yeah.
and again, I'll remind you guys that we don't know the date or the location, but in 2010 is the 35, is that right? Yeah, 35 anniversary for NECN. We know it'll be an international convention, so you'll get to meet Anna and her team. They have already committed to being there at that. And if you're on the West Coast, some of us will be. We're going to try and twist their arm. If it's in California, we definitely can make it happen. Doing a Northwest tour with our Swedish family. So some of you will get a chance to meet them. But you guys, please, I'm hoping that you'll spend a few minutes processing through what Anna shared in her story, and pass it on to your people. And looking forward to discussing. And I know there were several of you that I communicated via email that you have stuff that you participated in the last couple weekends that you weren't on the call and that you want to share. Kathy was at an event. Well, actually, 2 events the last 2 weekends running, and we'll talk about that next week for the sake of time this morning. So, and this afternoon for Anna. So you guys, thank you again. Great comments, great questions. Dad, thank you for sharing that as well. That was perfect.
And I'll come back.
Yes, thank you. have a nice day.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you next Saturday at 4:00. Thanks again, Anna.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.